that was the definition of a program victory, right? At the end of the day, like we told our guys, you can't win a game by any less than 1 point. So at the end of the day, everything that was poured into this game, whether it was practice, whether it was shoot around, whether it was film session, whether it was the guys talking and communicating amongst each other, it contributed to the win tonight. And you know what? In a perfect world, right, as a coach, you love for the guys to come out there and for them to never miss and to blow the doors off the other team and for it to just be a great shellacking on both sides of the floor. But for our team, who's one of the youngest teams in the country, to battle back and to fight and claw and to be down and stuff not go their way, calls not go their way, shots not go in, and to find a way, like you said, Tom, to gut that out, it's a credit to every single player in that locker room, and it's a testament to their resiliency and their toughness and their fight.
End-game sequence, you get the stop down here. I thought Chase Martin did a really nice defensive job on Walker there. They wanted to get the ball to him. And then you let it play out. You had a couple of timeouts in the pocket. Kind of explain your philosophy there about letting the players decide the game at the end.
Well, that philosophy is really simple. It's called let basketball players make great basketball plays. And you know what? We're young, but the future is bright and the present is bright because we got a collection of great basketball players. And so that was the thing. Right, we just want our guys to play, and they got to read the game. And our whole team did a great job of reading it. Obviously, Jackson Pavelski made a great shot at the end, but we did a good job of getting him the ball from Messiah, and we were just fortunate to be able to get into the paint. Jackson made a great play.
It's his wins throughout season. Some of them are springboard wins. This has got to give this team a shot of confidence, and now a joyful bus ride home. And now you get to play at home on Saturday. We could look back in 2 months from now and say, hey, look at that one and circle it. You guys feel some of that as well?
100%. I mean, the reality is anytime you can get a win, home or away, in this league, I mean, it's gold. And the fact that we got one on the road against a really good team, against a team that's going to win a lot of games in this league. They're 0-3 right now. And you know what? They're going to end up winning a lot of games when it's all said and done. And so we're really fortunate to get out here with the win, and we're also going to take this, you know, use this as confidence, take the good, learn from the bad, so that we can apply it Saturday versus a really good Citadel team.
Dwight Perry.
Snack time.
Snack time.
Hey, I was just about to say, we will see you at the convenience store.
Oh, man, I love it. Can't wait.
All right, Coach Perry, we appreciate his time. Terriers now